something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, the Priestly Ministry of a Believer.
Hallelujah.
God is working in you. Now, part of His working in you is why you're here tonight, listening to His word, receiving His word. And then you will put what you are learning to work. Now, let me say this. A man had a problem, and he said it was cancerous. And so he went to the man of God and said, please pray for me. I want to be healed. So I think it was lung cancer. And the man of God noticed that he had some cigarettes in his pocket. So he reached to his pocket to take it. He said, no! He said, I didn't come to get rid of this. I can get rid of my lung cancer. And the man of God, you know, he just waxed bold. He said, get out of here. You don't want to get rid of that one that's in your pocket. You will not get rid of the one inside. I said that to say this. Sometimes we don't want to take away that which stops us from advancing. We want to have both. You see, but you want to make progress. If you want to make progress, you have to make a plan. If you don't have a plan, there can be no progress. There has to be a plan. We've been talking about prayer. The next thing that some of you might want to ask is, okay, where do I go from here? What do I do now? I'm ready to pray. Okay, if you're ready to pray, pray. You start praying. You say, I don't have a place to pray. Who told you? There's nobody who doesn't have a place to pray. No one that doesn't have a place to pray. Prayer doesn't mean that you're shouting. I told you the two extremes last night. The one who's shouting, and the one who's just mute. He's thinking, he's not praying. When Jesus prayed, the Bible says, and he said. They even wrote down what he said in his prayer. So they knew when he prayed, he talked out. And he never said to the disciples, I want to pray, so write down what I'm praying now. Are you hearing me? Father, write it down. He didn't say that. They heard him praying, and they wrote down what he said in his prayer. So Jesus prayed out. Even at the Garden of Gethsemane, when he was praying, they heard him. They heard him. And they told us what he said. Paul prayed, and many times what he said was written for us. You can't just be quiet and say you're praying. Well, some of us, well, but if you pray, must everybody hear what you're saying? We didn't say that either. All we're saying is, at least talk. You must hear you. But don't think inside and say you're praying. Pray it out. Say it. Talk. Don't shout. Just pray. But talk. Why? With the mouth. Did you say with the mind? With the heart you believe, with your mouth you confess. He didn't say with the mind. For your mind, he said to renew your mind so you can think like God. He didn't say pray with your mind. But many want to pray with their minds because they don't know what to say. Some say, well, but must everybody speak in tongues? That I just want to know. Because I want to pray, but I don't because I don't like speaking in tongues. You like it, but you are not able to. There's no Christian that doesn't like to speak in tongues. But some say they don't like it. Ask them, do you speak with tongues? The answer will be no. How can you like it or not like it when you don't know it? No, the reason I don't like it is because of the way some people use it. Ha ha ha. Just because somebody is wearing his coat upside down doesn't mean I shouldn't wear coats anymore. Come on, talk to me. Praise the Lord Jesus. So some people say, well, we would like pastor to tell many of our brethren because some are really doing many, many wrong things. What do you mean by that? Mr. Perfect. Now you want us to make everybody to be like you, isn't it? Let's put it this way. Okay? The church is not for perfect people. If you are perfect already, the gates is waiting for you. Period. The church is not for perfect people. And one of the reasons that the church is not perfect is because of you. You that are asking those questions. You. The church is for perfecting people. The word of God tells us perfecting the saints. So if people were already perfect, they wouldn't be here. We are here to learn and to strengthen ourselves in the things of God. And why should somebody condemn us for coming to the house of God to learn to be better? I know that there are some who say that we should preach against sin. That's wrong. Anybody who is preaching against sin right now is not sure of himself. Jesus didn't say, preach against sin. He said, preach the gospel. The gospel brings men out of sin. If you preach sin, they will not come out of it. Preach the gospel. It will bring them out of sin. Hallelujah. So I preach the gospel. And what is the gospel? The availability of the righteousness of God. What did Jesus say? The Son of Man is not come to tell men about their sins. Didn't you read that? Okay, let me put it King James way for you to understand it. The Son of Man is not come to condemn the world. That's it. He didn't come to tell them about their sins. They already know about their sins. They are frustrated with their sins. Everybody wants to come out of sin. Don't you know? The only reason some people remain in it is because they don't know the way out. So Jesus said, preach the gospel. Tell them there's a way out. Instead of saying, you robbers, you thieves, you liars, hell is waiting. Some of you don't know this. I know how to preach hell hot. And I've preached it before. I know how to preach it hot. But I found out, I used to go for crusades with a film, Born in Hell. So just to let you know, I carried it. And I will show it to them, Born in Hell. So I knew how to scare people out of hell and scare them into heaven. But it only stayed for a week or two. After that, they said, well, they'll tell me. They said, don't worry. Musicians are going to be there. We'll be enjoying here while you are sleeping in heaven. I said, what do you mean? But they were afraid 2 weeks ago. After 2 weeks, it's all gone. I say, it's film. They acted it. But you see, can I show you a scripture? Romans. Read verse 4, chapter 2. The book of Romans, chapter 2. I want you all to read verse 4. And I hope you catch something there. Oh, don't let it escape your notice. Look for it now. Read it. 1, 2, go. Did you see that? Read it all. You understand it. The judgment of God didn't lead men to repentance. It was the goodness of God that led them to repentance. Are you hearing this? When they heard about the goodness of God, they wanted to come out of their darkness. The judgment of God didn't change them. Noah preached about the forthcoming judgment. How many people changed? Only his family. Lot preached the judgment. How many changed? Only his family. Come on, talk to me. You see, but whole nations changed when Paul preached the gospel. Hallelujah. That's it. You have to understand the goodness of God. You know, we're not trying to make God better than He is. Preach what? The judgment? Is that your mission? Tell me, is that your ministry? The Lord sent me to preach the gospel. What is the meaning of gospel? Good news.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised them from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Ministry Center, Calabar, 16 Ayo Ata Street, off Barracks Road, Calabar, Cross River. Worship with us on Sundays, 7:30 a.m. and 9:30 a.m. Wednesdays, lunch hour service, 12 noon, and evening service, 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0913-938-5842 or send an email to lwtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.